Message number 937. The serpent gives the Antichrist special messages which he documents carefully. Wednesday, October 16, 2013 at 23:27. My dearly beloved daughter, the most unholy Trinity consisting of my three enemies, the false prophet, the Antichrist, and the dragon that is Satan, will rise now in defiance against the most holy Trinity. Know that they have many thousands and thousands of devout disciples, and as the time draws near, many secret and vile ceremonies will take place to honor the serpent. So careful is the serpent not to reveal his true self, his real wicked intentions against any child of God are disguised, and he presents himself to his elect chosen few as a charming, beautiful prince, where he manifests before them in the most seductive manner. Just as my own chosen prophets are communicated with, the serpent gives the Antichrist special messages which he documents carefully and then shares with his hierarchy on earth. These messages contain instructions to desecrate my church in preparation for the Antichrist to take up his throne and fool the world into believing he is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Heed now, all of you who dismiss this warning. Soon many of my disciples who love me but who do not believe in these messages will face great danger. The plan to take you away from me has begun, and unless you remain cautious and alert, you will be enticed into the den of darkness. He, the Antichrist, will emulate every aspect of my divinity made known to him by the serpent. He, the serpent, watched my crucifixion, and only he has the knowledge of the details which surrounded this terrible event. He will mock me by instructing his devoted servants into reconstructing rituals back to front in my church. My word will be taken, and new obscene parts will be added to it in order to honor the beast, and many will not understand the significance. Dabble with the devil and place yourself at his disposal, and this will lead to great trials. Repeat the vile words he will plant amongst you, and you will open your soul to him. Adore him by loving the Antichrist when he struts arrogantly before you, and you will place him in your hearts instead of me. All I have taught you will be back to front, upside down and inside out. Because so many do not truly understand my teachings, and because so few of you have listened carefully to the Gospels with regard to the events leading up to my second coming, you will be none the wiser. Oh, how my heart breaks to have to reveal this news! How I wish you did not have to suffer like this! But I promise I will ease your pain, and his reign, when it takes place, will be swift. The souls who are innocently caught up in this travesty of my divinity will be shown my mercy. Sadly, those who believe they will reign in a paradise promised to them by the deceiver will find themselves thrown into the lake of fire, where they will suffer for eternity. There will be no one to help them, for they will have swallowed the lies designed to gain their trust, which will result in loss of many souls who will follow their false doctrine blindly. Pray for mercy for those who will be deceived by the King of Darkness. Your Jesus.